Well, Congress will soon be back at work as they are scheduled to reconvene on September 13th after their August recess. And they still have a lot on their agenda to accomplish. American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says the pressure is on Congress to act. Otherwise, a state individual income and ethanol tax breaks will expire in January. But can lawmakers find common ground in the run-up to a hotly contested midterm election?
There are those that are saying that they'll make a run at it in October. They'll try to take care of it a little bit before they have to. But the more likely scenario is that this omnibus tax bill that puts estate taxes and capital gains and tax rates and ethanol tax incentives and a lot of other things together, but that bill won't happen till after the election in either November or December.
And that would be cutting it close.
Congress has until January 1st to act. If they don't, estate taxes will come back in full force. They'll be put back on the books with a $1 million exemption and a top rate of 55%.
Wolf says there is little debate over whether estate tax legislation should pass, as both sides agree it should. The question is how much of a break should pass. There is a proposal on the table from Senate Ag Chair Blanche Lincoln and Arizona Republican John Kyle that gives a $5 million exemption and a 35% rate.
But then there's also a group of people on Capitol Hill who say it's okay if we only have a $1 million exemption and a 55% rate. So those are the ranges, an exemption between $1 and $5 million. And, of course, getting the biggest exemption possible will mean fewer and fewer farmers have to pay.
The other issue, as always, is how to pay for the extending breaks, which could run into the trillions over the next decade. Wolf says that's just as controversial as the tax provisions themselves. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.